Good evening. This is Akashvani and I'm Abhishek Mukhopadhyay with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi launches multiple development projects worth over 2,580 crore rupees in Daman, Diu and Dadra Nagar Haveli. Prime Minister asserts government's commitment to provide adequate nutrition to every family to make country anemia and malnutrition free. New Delhi says India-USA moving ahead with talks on multi-sector bilateral trade agreement. Railways announce a series of crowd control measures to enhance passenger safety at stations. Over 70 people killed in violent clashes between security forces and Bashar al-Assad's loyalists in Syria. Indian Grandmaster Arvind Chidambaram clinches the Prague Masters 2025 chess title. And Indian women's team enter final of the Asian Kabaddi Championship in Tehran. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated and laid the foundation stone for various projects worth over 2,580 crore rupees in Daman and Diu and Dadra and Nagar Haveli today. The projects include health and wellness centres, schools, rural and highway road projects and other infrastructure works. The Prime Minister inaugurated the first phase of 450-bed Namo Hospital and Research Centre in Silvassa. Addressing a gathering at Silvassa, the Prime Minister said, the Union Territory of Dadra and Nagar Haveli and Daman and Diu is country's heritage and highlighted the efforts of his government to transform it into a model state with inclusive development.
Ye Sangh Pradesh hamara garv hai, hamari virasat bhi hai. Main chahta hoon ye kshetra jana jaye apne high-tech infrastructure ke liye, aadhunik swasthya sevaon ke liye. World class education institutes के लिए यहाँ की पहचान हो अपने tourism से blue economy से यहाँ की औद्योगिक प्रगति युवाओं के लिए नए अवसर महिलाओं की भागीदारी और चौतरफा विकास.
The Prime Minister said the development of rail and road networks has given a major boost to tourism. Highlighting various ongoing tourism projects in the region, he said the Union Territory has become one of the popular tourist attractions in the country. The Prime Minister said vision of a developed India can only be achieved by the creation of a healthy India. He said the government is very sensitive to the needs of the common man.
Hamari sarkar acche hospital bhi banwa rahi hai, Ayushman Yojana ke tahat मुफ्त इलाज की सुविधा भी दे रही है और जन औषधि केंद्रों के जरिए सस्ती दवाएं भी दे रही है. इसके लिए देश भर में 15,000 से ज्यादा जन औषधि केंद्रों पर 80% तक कम कीमत पर लोगों को दवाइयां मिल रही है.
Later in the evening, the Prime Minister launched the Surat District Food Security Saturation Campaign at Surat, Gujarat. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Modi emphasized the government's commitment to provide adequate nutrition to every family in the country, aiming to make the country anemia and malnutrition free. Reiterating the commitment towards the welfare of the poor, he highlighted various initiatives undertaken by the government, including PM Garib Kalyan Anna Yojana, the government insurance scheme and the One Nation One Ration Card, which have greatly benefited the underprivileged.
Hamari sarkar garib ki saathi bankar sevak ke bhav se uske saath khadi hai. Covid kaal mein jab deshvasiyon ko support ki sabse jyada zarurat thi tab Pradhan Mantri Garib Kalyan Yojana ye manavta ko mahatv dene wali garib ke ghar mein chula jalta rahe isliye Garib Kalyan Yojana shuru ki.
The Prime Minister distributed the benefits under the National Food Security Act to over 2.3 lakh beneficiaries in Surat. Gujarat Chief Minister Bhupendra Patel was also present at the event. India and the USA are in the process of advancing discussions on a multi-sector bilateral trade agreement. Briefing the media in New Delhi today, MEA spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said During Prime Minister Modi's recent visit to the US last month, both sides announced plans to negotiate a mutually beneficial multi-sector bilateral trade agreement. He said Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal was in the US and met with his counterparts.
Our objective through the BTA is to strengthen and deepen India-US two-way trade across goods and services, increase market access, reduce tariff and non-tariff barriers, and deepen supply chain integration between the two countries.
On the security breach during External Affairs Minister's visit to the UK, Mr. Jaiswal said India has conveyed its deep concern to the UK authorities.
We have conveyed a deep concern to the UK authorities about the breach of security arrangements by UK-based separatist and extremist elements during External Affairs Minister's visit. It brings out both the license accorded to such forces as well as indifference to their intimidation, threats and other actions aimed at impeding our legitimate diplomatic activities in the UK.
Replying to a query on the Bangladesh situation, the spokesperson said India supports a stable, peaceful, inclusive and progressive Bangladesh in which all issues are resolved through democratic means and by holding inclusive and participatory elections. Mr. Jaiswal stated India has repeatedly stressed that it is the responsibility of the interim government of Bangladesh to protect the Hindus and other minorities as well as the properties and religious institutions. He said New Delhi expects Dhaka to thoroughly investigate and bring all perpetrators of killings, arson and violence to justice without making such distinctions. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a two-day visit to Mauritius from the 11th of this month. Mr. Jaiswal said the Prime Minister will attend the National Day celebrations of Mauritius as chief guest on the 12th of March. The Prime Minister will meet his Mauritian counterpart and call on the President of Mauritius during his visit. Princess Astrid of Belgium, leading a 300-member economic mission to India, met the Governor of Maharashtra, C.P. Radhakrishnan, at Raj Bhavan in Mumbai today. Accompanied by a high-level ministerial delegation, the princess and the governor discussed key topics, including business and trade enhancement, green energy, tourism, education, and cultural relations. The Minister of Defense has signed a contract with Rosoboron Export of Russia worth $248 million for the procurement of 1,000 HP engines for T-72 tanks. According to the ministry, the deal also includes the transfer of technology from Rosoboron Export to Armored Vehicles Nigam Limited for integration and licensed production of engines to boost the Make in India initiative in the defense sector. A Jaguar aircraft of the Indian Air Force crashed at Ambala today. According to the Indian Air Force, the accident occurred during a routine training sortie due to a system malfunction. The IAF said the pilot maneuvered the aircraft away from any habitation on the ground before ejecting safely. The IAF has ordered an inquiry to ascertain the cause of the accident. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. President Draupadi Murmu has extended her greetings to the people on the eve of International Women's Day. In a message, President Murmu said, International Women's Day is an occasion to honor the achievements of women power and the unique contribution to the country and society. The president said, women are the foundation of the family, society and the nation, and they have successfully carved out their identities in diverse fields despite facing adversities and challenges. Akashvani News will celebrate International Women's Day in a unique way with all English and Hindi news bulletins being presented by women newsreaders for 24 hours starting midnight. During the period, all 45 main and hourly bulletins as well as news magazine programs in English and Hindi will be read by women newsreaders. The entire functioning of English and Hindi newsrooms during the daytime tomorrow will also be handled by women staff of the News Services Division of Akashvani. A special panel discussion program will also be broadcast from 9:15 p.m. to 10 p.m. tomorrow on International Women's Day. The Director General of Akashvani, Dr. Pragya Paliwal Gaur, has appreciated the crucial role played by Mysuru Akashvani in promoting Kannada language and culture in its 9 decades journey. She was speaking at the inauguration of Nudi Nada Sangama program organized by Akashvani Mysuru to commemorate its 90th anniversary in Mysuru today. Railways Ministry today said there has been over 5-fold increase in women loco pilots in railways. Railways has been a male-dominated sector due to its difficult operational challenges. However, women are breaking the glass ceiling in this sector too. Women have also entered the domains like loco pilots, station master, track men, signal maintenance, guard and gangmen. In a significant move to enhance passenger safety at the railway stations, the Minister of Railways has announced a series of crowd control measures. The decision was taken today during a high-level meeting headed by Railways Minister Ashwani Vaishnav. The Railways has decided to create permanent waiting areas outside 60 stations. These areas will ensure that passengers enter platforms only when the trains arrive, preventing overcrowding inside stations. Pilot projects have already been commenced at New Delhi, Anand Vihar, Varanasi, Ayodhya and Patna stations. In Syria, more than 70 people, including 16 security personnel, were killed and dozens were wounded in violent clashes between Syrian security forces and gunmen loyal to deposed ruler Bashar al-Assad in the coastal province of Latakia today. The violence erupted in Jable town in Latakia province as security forces launched operations to root out Assad's loyalists who have regrouped in the mountainous coastal region. Indian Grandmaster Arvind Chidambaram has clinched the Prague Masters 2025 chess title. He finished the tournament with 6 points after settling for a draw against Turkey's Edis Gurel in the final round. Despite the draw, Chidambaram's title win was confirmed after Dutch Grandmaster Anish Giri defeated India's R. Pragyananda in the last round. With this result, Chidambaram not only secured the championship but also finished a full point ahead of the rest of the field. In the 6th Asian Women Kabaddi Championship, defending champions India have defeated Nepal to reach the final of the tournament in Tehran. The Indian women's team defeated Nepal 56-18 in the first semi-final this evening. In the second semi-final, Iran defeated Bangladesh 41-18 a short while ago. The final between India and Iran will be held tomorrow. Indian shuttler Ayush Shetty has entered the men's single semi-final of Orleans Masters badminton tournament. Ayush defeated Rasmus Gamke of Denmark 21-16, 21-23, 21-17 in the quarterfinal match in the French city Orleans this evening. In Australia, ahead of tropical cyclone Alfred making a landfall over Brisbane tomorrow, authorities have ordered evacuation of thousands of people. The storm has brought heavy rain, huge waves and strong winds that cut off power, swamped beaches and shut airports. The weather system is expected to hit land as Category 2 storm and power links to more than 80,000 homes across Queensland and New South Wales have been cut. Brisbane Airport shut operations yesterday and more than 1,000 schools in southeast Queensland have been closed. Back home, the Computer Emergency Response Team, CRTIN, under the Minister of Electronics and Information Technology, has released the Cyber Security Handbook for Mahila Suraksha on the eve of International Women's Day. This handbook is a comprehensive guide aimed at empowering women across the country with essential cyber hygiene practices. The booklet provides the best practices that women can adopt to safeguard their online presence and stay protected in today's digital world. Electronics and IT Minister Ashwani Vaishnav has stressed the importance of industry-academia collaboration in preparing the next generation for AI-driven industries. Addressing a conclave in New Delhi today, Mr. Vaishnav said 240 universities across India are being equipped with AI and semiconductor design tools from many leading global players. He called on academia to scale such initiatives across hundreds more institutions to ensure students graduate with hands-on experience relevant to industry needs. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi launches multiple development projects worth over 2,580 crore rupees in Daman, Diu and Dadra Nagar Haveli. Prime Minister asserts government's commitment to provide adequate nutrition to every family to make country anemia and malnutrition free. New Delhi says India and USA moving ahead with talks on multi-sector bilateral trade agreement. Railways announce a series of crowd control measures to enhance passenger safety at stations. Over 70 people killed in violent clashes between security forces and Bashar al-Assad's loyalists in Syria. Indian Grandmaster Arvind Chidambaram clinches the Prague Masters 2025 chess title, and Indian women's team enter final of the Asian Kabaddi Championship in Tehran. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and News on AIR app. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.